All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I have an announcement. So you may have noticed that last week we pretty much did nothing but visual novels on the channel. And basically there's a reason for that, because I'm going to do a new formula. Basically, we are going to try to cover more visual novels and more comics, and one way to do that is by giving them weeks. So, last week was a lot of visual novels. You got a lot more Starless than you normally get. You got a lot more Sakura no Mori Dreamers than you normally get. You got Sadistic Blood. You're gonna continue to get Discipline and stuff like that. But what we are going to do is have an entire week of visual novels, just like that. But it'll be the week after next. So you'll get more Starless, more Sakura no Mori Dreamers, more Maggot Baits. Stuff like that you wanted to see me go ahead and cover in greater detail so we can finally get done with some of these legacy ones that we've been working on for a long time. And comic fans, you guys have something to look forward to this week, because we are doing all comics this week. So, more Transmetropolitan, more Invisibles, we're going to start Sunstone. You know, we're going to be working on a lot of other things that I don't normally cover. We've got new comics. We can work on that final Bitch Planet, since that actually did very well in BitChute. So that final Bitch Planet will be done. We're going to get a lot of that stuff taken care of. So you're going to see a lot more. Even, like again, new stuff. Stuff we haven't done before yet that I've wanted to cover. New indie comics, new cringe comics, new interesting comics, just all kinds of different comics. We don't have any more Comics Gate stuff, but if we ever do get some more, I'll go ahead and cover that as well. But, you know, we are going to try to continue to keep covering our DRM-free comics, you know, that we have, and there's so many. So look forward to that. There's going to be a bunch of them. More Spawn. How about that, right? You guys really like the Spawn. How about some more of it? Now, to be fair, I don't know if I'll be able to do these 300 page, you know, runs, but I'm going to try. And also, there's a lot of stuff from Dynamite we could cover, like Evil Dead and just, you know, Vampirella. You know, a lot of shorter stuff. It's easier for me to run through. So we can probably do some more stuff like that if you guys want that too. Because I can go way back. I can go back into Vampirella from the 1970s. You know, stuff like that, because I have it. So we can go into the black and white stuff. It's not manga, but it's before they really started putting comics in print. Or color, not print, but in color. So there's a lot of that stuff that I have, archives. So if you're interested in that, let me know. We can go through that. We can even go through like Old Mad Magazine or Old Heavy Metal, whatever you guys want me to cover. We can go through Old Judge Dredd. I've got them. So we can get a bunch of this classic stuff up there too. It'd be great to have just for archival purposes, just to kind of, you know, an experience for me and you, you know. And I want to do that with visual novels as well, you know. They're a little longer to cover than comics. You can cover comics in a whole video, or you can cover one volume in a video, but a visual novel takes a while, guys. Even if we play some of the older ones, you know, it might go on for a few hours. So it's a lot more than what a comic offers. But we are still Grimm's Comic Corner when it comes to YouTube, and we want to offer that, you know, experience for our YouTube, our MGTOW.TV, and our BitChute viewers. So, definitely going to continue with that, and you will see more comics and more visual novels coming soon. Maybe not so much a variety of visual novels, but more coverage of visual novels that we're working on now, so we can finally give you more of the story, which is my biggest goal for the visual novels. Yes, there's a lot of sex scenes, and sometimes they can drag things out a little bit. I understand that might be the point for some of you, but for me, it's not, especially when there's some very intricate plots in some of these, like Sakura no Mori Dreamers, which is starting to rev up into something interesting. Maggot Baits, which has been on something interesting for a while. And Starless, of course, it has its plot amongst all the sex. Is it there? It's faint, you know. It's more tied with the sex, but, you know, it's not to say it's not there. And obviously, many more. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and give you that stuff, so just stay tuned. And when we get done with it, we'll replace it with others that we know you want to see. So, some of them might not even have sex scenes at all. So, hey, you'll get to see those too, because I know there's a few of you that kind of want to see a few of these visual novels, even though they have been covered on YouTube, because, you know, YouTube usually doesn't mind too much when you have them that don't have the sex scenes. But yeah, I mean, we're not doing like Full Metal Miramasa or something. We're gonna do some interesting stuff. Again, you could probably see some of it on YouTube, but I mean, if you want me to read it, and you know, that, then that's what we're gonna do here. And of course, we can do more of the stuff that YouTube won't let us do on BitChute and MGTOW.TV, so that's great. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord. I thank you for checking out this small announcement. And I am out of here, and we'll see you next time when we cover our visual novels, or the comic books, and other videos that we do. Later.